Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf dalid, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf kuf gimel amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refu shalema for Yohar Yoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda. So again, moving along in Perek Chelek, and the Gemara has specifically been discussing the three melachim she'ein lem chelek b'olam haba. Yeravam ben Nevat, Achav ben Omri, and Menashe ben Chizkiyo. So these were three kings that all had in them the chet of Avodah Zarah. They were all chaitim u'machtias harabim. Yeravam was the first one to be Avodah Zarah. He was the one that continuously throughout Nach, whenever there's a melech that is Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says he went in the ways of Yerov, stating that Achav did a lot more than what Yeravam did. The Pasuk says that the worst thing Yeravam ever did was like an Avira Kala to Achav. That's how bad the Avodah Zarah of Achav was, specifically the Avodah Zarah of Baal. And then Menashe took it to an even another level. When Menashe took the Tzelem, he brought it into the Heichel. It's one of the five things that happened on Shavuot Sibatamas. But either way, the Gemara at the end of the Daf got involved in some of the other kings of Malchei David, that also did Averis, that were also Chaitin. We spoke a little bit about Achaz. Achaz was Chizkiyo's father. So Achaz was a Rasha. He had a son, Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was a Tzaddik. Tzidkiyo had a son, Menashe. Menashe had a son, Amon, who was also a Rasha. As a matter of fact, we saw the last Gemara yesterday that Amon went out of his way to outdo Menashe. Menashe outdid his grandfather Achaz, and then Amon outdid his father Menashe. Amon had a son, Yoshio, who was one of the great tzaddikim of all time. Yoshio had two sons that were king. First one for a short time, Yehoyachiz. His second king, Yehoyakim, was one of the last three kings of Klal Yisrael. He was the king when Nebuchadnezzar originally laid siege upon Eretz Yisrael. Yehoyakim too, we saw in the Gemara, was a terrible rasha. He said, my Elta Zeyda Achaz thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menashe thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amon thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to outdo all of them. And the Gemara says how he thought he was outdoing them. He had a son, Yehoyachin, who had a son, Tzidkiyo, who the Gemara says was a tzaddik, but despite the fact that he himself was a tzaddik, his generation were not tzaddikim, and it was in his time that the Beis HaMikdash was hard. Either way, the last Gemara was talking about Yehoyachin, and what a terrible rasha Yehoyachin was. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question, oh, Malay Rava, the Rabbi Bar Mori. So Rava once asked Rabbi Bar Mori, Mibnei Maloy Manu, es Yehoyachin, if Yehoyachin was such a terrible rasha, he outdid Menashe. So why does the Mishnah say three Malachim She'en Lamechel Klayim Abba? Why is Yehoyachin also mentioned? Zok the Gemara Mishum Dechsiv Bey. It could it be because it says, he said this rhetorically, sarcastically, it could it be because of what's implied from that pasuk and what's implied in that pasuk? My vanim to olav, Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Los, Chadama once said shechokak shame avodah zarah al amasai. He took the shame of avodah zarah and he made a tattoo. He engraved it al amasai. But oisay mokim. Vechadama once said shechokak shame shamayim. He took the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he was chaykik in Allah Masai. Rashi says, if it was the shame of Avodah Zarah, he was doing it machmas chiba, machmas ahava. If it was the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was doing it as a bezoin. But the bottom line is, the Rav said, could it be because of that pasuk? And again, he was saying it sarcastically. He was such a terrible Rasha. So how is it possible that he's not listed amongst the Malachim that don't have a chelik? You know the Maba. Amalei. So Rabbi Bamari told Rav, b'malachim lo shamati. I don't know why Yehoyachin is not mentioned. I don't know why it's only those three. From learning Nach, it would seem that there were other Malachim that should have qualified to make that list of people that are in Lam Chelik Lelum Abba. But Behed Yoytei Shamati. But I have a teretz to another kasha, and that is the Mishnah mentions four Hed Yoytois that don't have a Chelik Lelum Abba. And the question begs it, Mipnei Maloi Manu Es Micha. If you go through Nevi'im, Uksuvim, you would think that Micha would have made the list as one of the Hed Yoytois. He wasn't a king. He was a Hed Yoytei that don't have a Chelik Lelum Abba. And the answer to that is, Mipnei Shapita Mitzula Every Drach. Because Micha, despite the fact that he was a Rasha, he was a Chayte, he was a Machdias Rabbim, but at the same time, he had an open house. He had a soup kitchen. Any person that was passing through town knew that if he wanted a hot coffee, he wanted a hot soup, he wanted to be able to sit down and chapa shmuz with somebody, relax a little bit, he can go to the house of Micha. And being that Pitoy was Metsuya L'Ivri Drachim, Shenema Kolo Ivri V'Shava L'Levim, it's for that reason that Micha was Zoicha that he is not listed amongst the people she'ein lam chelik leolam haba. If you take a look at the Yad Ramah, he clears. Does it mean that he has a chelik leolam haba, or does it just mean that we were sensitive to his COVID, and it's for that reason that he's not listed amongst the people that don't have a chelik leolam haba? But it's not clear what that really means. But the bottom line is, what was Micha's chos? Despite the fact that Micha was a chayti umachti as a rabbin, still v'pnesha pitoy mitzuyu le'ivrei drachim, it's for that reason he's not listed amongst the dalet hadyotos she'ein lam chelik leolam haba. So the Gemara now is going to digress for a moment and talk a little bit about Micha. So we need a little bit of an introduction. Who was Micha? Now we did a proper introduction on Micha. We did this when we learned Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes, it's at the end of the Daf, and Daf Kuf Yud, it's at the beginning of the Daf. So we spoke about 15 minutes in the end of Daf Kuf Tes, and close to a half hour in the beginning of Daf Kuf Yud. Intro, some of the rest of the story as it relates to Micha. So we don't have to go through all of that, but in terms of just a very basic back of the envelope type of introduction, who was Micha? So the story of Micha is mentioned in Sefer Shoftim. It's in Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says there was a woman who had set aside money. She wanted this money to be used. She was going to donate it to the Mishkan. She wanted it to go, the Hekdesh, it should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo and behold, she wakes up one morning, she can't find the money. She didn't know who took it. And she utters a curse. She says, whoever took this money, may he be cursed. It turns out that it was her very own son, Micha, that had taken the money. And when Micha heard that his mother cursed whoever it was that took the money, he got very, very afraid. So he goes to his mother, he starts crying, he says, I must confess, I'm the one that took it, and please, remove the curse. His mother said, no worries, I forgive you, Micha, I'm going to remove the curse. But at the same time, I want you to know that I wanted this money to go to Gavaya. So I want you to take it, I want you to make something very, very special for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Micha goes, he erects a pesel, and that pesel becomes known as Pesel Micha. He opens up a little temple, a shtiebel. He puts the pesel as the cornerstone of this temple, and people would come and they would pray in this temple to the pesel, the Avodah Zarah of Micha. The pasuk says that Vayihi Hayoyim, there was a person who had been wandering, he came from another part of Eretz Yisrael, and he stumbles upon this shtiebel. Why did he go there? Because Pita was Mitzuyah L'Ivrei Drachim. So he walks into this place, he has a cup of coffee, they start talking, Me'ayim Basa, Ula Nata Hoylech. He tells him he's a Levi, comes from the Levian. When Micha heard that, he was very excited because he wanted somebody, he was looking for a full-time rabbi. He wanted a priest, someone that was going to come in and he was going to fear this little kahila that he had going on over here. And now he finds a Levi, and the Levian, they're the Miuchasim. They're the ones that, it's their job, they were destined from Har Sinai already to be the ones that are going to do this. He was so excited, he couldn't believe his good fortune that he found a Levi. Makes him an offer he can't refuse, and this Levi decides that he's going to stay, he's going to remain with them. To fast forward, to make a very long story short, Vayayayim, there were Yidin from Shevet Dan that were passing through town because they weren't so happy with the land that they had gotten from Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar Kohen Gadol, and they were looking to annex another piece of property. So there were five miraglim, five shluchim that went out to scout out the lands to see what they can find. They too, again, pitei mitzuyah lo'ivrei drachim, they go through this little shtiebel of Micha. They meet Micha, they start having a conversation, and they're introduced to the pesel of Micha. And they're very impressed by it. And Micha tells them, and this Kohen, this Levi, who is now the person that's in charge, tells them about all the mitzvahs and all the wonderful things that this pesel is able to do. They're very taken aback. He gives them a bracha that they're going to be successful in their shlichus. He tells them, ahavtacha, it's absolutely going to work out. Anyways, they go, they find the land they like, they come back home, they tell the chevra, he says, listen, we have to go conquer a land, we're moving, we found a new place, a better place. He goes with 600 gibori chayil. On their way back to conquer this land, the 600 Gibori Chayil go, and they too stop off by Micha. And they too meet this Kohen. And they go over to the Kohen, and he says, sir, would you step outside for a moment? He's like, do I know you? Just step outside. He walks outside. The pasuk says he doesn't say a word. He tells him, we're going now to conquer a land, and in this land, we're going to want to set up shop. We're going to need a temple, a place of worship. We're going to be looking for a rabbi, someone to be in charge of this kehila. We want you to come along with us, and we want to take the pesel with us. To make a long story short, they didn't really give him much of an option. There wasn't really a good, solid choice B. So he decides he's going to come along. They come along, and they set up the pesel Micha in Shevet Dan's Chelek in this new land that they annexed. How long was Pesel Micha there? So Rashi says in Parashat Shoftim, as long as Mishkan was in Shilai, that's how long the Pesel was in Shevet Dan. Hundreds upon hundreds of years. Right in the beginning of time when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. That's how long Pesel Micha existed. So Micha was the one who made the Pesel, but really, the Koye, the person that was in charge of the Pesel Micha was this Levi. Who was the Levi? What's the rest of the story? So the pasuk gives him a name. His name was Yohanesin ben Gershim ben Menashe. But if you look at it in the Navi, the Nun in Menashe is a Nun Tluya, like we had yesterday in the Daf. It's a Nun Tluya. Why is it a Nun Tluya? Because really, say Chazal, it was Yohanesin ben Gershim ben Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a son, his name was Gershim. Another son, Eliezer. Dad Gershon had a son whose name was Yohanesson. He was the Koyen to Pesel Micha. He's this Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu was an anacle of Levi ben Yaakov. So why does it say Ben Menashe Mishum Chvoidoi? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk didn't want to make it clear and explicit that he came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we make it as if he was Menashe. But what did Menashe do? Says the Gemara Bava Basha Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph. You want to know what Menashe did? Menashe was Maimit Tzelem Behechel. This was a Tzelem, that's what it was. Toilet. And that's why the Pasuk says it as if he comes from Menashe. Now you know the rest of the story. These Gemaras that we're learning, but really he's Ben Moshe. Now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu come to have such a son? Since you do the Baal HaTurim says in the beginning of Parashas Yisroi that when Moshe married Yisroi's daughter, Yisroi made some strings attached. He agreed to it only on the condition that the first son that Moshe was going to have, he was going to be Makdish L'Avodah Zarah. Chassam Sofer says that's why it was Shem Ha'echad Gershon, the Shem Ha'echad Eliezer. Should have been Shem Ha'echad V'Shem Ha'sheni, because Eliezer, he felt, was the Shem Ha'echad. Chassam Sofer says that's why he didn't name his first son Eliezer. Really, Eliezer, Elikeyavi Be'ezri. He named his first son Kigera Yisi Beretz Nachriya. Should have named his first son Elikeyavi Be'ezri. That seems to be the more noble of the two reasons that he gave for naming his sons, because he knew that this first son maybe. But bottom line is, say Chazal, the Baal HaTurim brings it, it's a Medrash, that even though it was never Neskayim and Moshe's son Gershon that he should go to Avodah Zarah, but it was Neskayim and his son's son with the Koyen Yohanesson, who was the Koyen LePesel Micha. But either way, so it says the Gemara, Micha sets up this Pesel that's going to be in Shevet Dan for hundreds and hundreds of years. Yet at the same time, he's not listed as one of the Yoytoi She'en L'mechelik V'yoylem Abba. The Teretz is, B'tnei Shepitoi Mitzuyu L'Ovei Jochem. V'over Bayom Tzora, V'hiko Bayom Galef. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Zechariah, that Tzora passed through the sea. What is that referring to? Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Pesel Shel Micha. So Pesel Micha came through the sea. Which sea did Pesel Micha come from? So Rashi says Tubshatim, but the first one is very well known. Rashi says, Kishakasa Moshe Sashen, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he threw it into the Nilus, Lahaloi Saroine Shal Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu had a shlichus. The shlichus was that he had to take the Atzmis Yosef with him, Ki Ashbeya Hishbeya. He had to bring it with him into Eretz Yisrael. Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. The Yidden were busy with Pisas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Mitzvahs. He wanted to take Aroine Shal Yosef, but he didn't know where to find Aroine Shal Yosef. It was in the Nilus. So he wrote the Shema Avaya, or one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He throws it into the Nilus, and sure enough, the Aron came. Says the Pos, says Rashi, Ba Micha. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu threw the Shema of Hashem into the Nilus, Micha came, V'notla B'hichavi. He took it, and he crossed the Yam Suf with it. V'hainu d'chsev v'over b'yam tzara, k'shehev HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael, over Micha imam shebiyadei Hashem. And says Rashi, you know what the rest of the story is? Lasso yiso ego. That's how the Yidden made the ego. So the Yidden made the ego using one of the Shemai Saktoshim. Had they get access to that Shem? Micha was the one who took it with him when they crossed the Yam. Either way, so you see a little bit of the Tifkai of the Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha is related to the Chet Ha'egel. So we had last week, Yeravim ben Nevat was Maimin HaGolem. They weren't just HaGolem calves. These were calves. He used the same words, Eilei Lehecha Yisrael, Asher Aluchem Eretz Mitzrayim. All the words that the Torah uses in Parshas Kisisa when it talks about the Chet Ha'egel are precisely the words that it used when we're talking about the HaGolem of Yeravim ben Nevat. So the Chet Ha'egel, the Vidi Zohav, the Chet Ha'egel, Pesel Micha, the Golem of Yeravam, they're all somehow intertwined. Either way, says the Gemara, more about Micha. Tanya Rav Nosson Eimim, Yigrav, which is where the Pesel Micha was, the Shiloi, which is where the Mishkan was, Shleisha Milan, was a distance of 3 milan. V'hoya Ashan Amarocha, V'ashan Pesel Micha, Mis'arvim Zebezeh. The Yidden would bring Karbonis and Shiloi. The Uvdei Avodah Zarah would bring Karbonis to the Pesel Micha, and the smoke would come together, and they would merge. When the Malachi Hasharis saw this going on, they wanted to destroy, they wanted to kill Micha. You can't kill Micha. So the fact that Micha was Pita Mitzuya L'Ovei Drachim, it saved him during his lifetime, and it saved him also in terms of he's not missed it as one of the people. story of Pesel Micha was one of the reasons, it was the adding injury to insult to why the Yidden were punished by Pelegesh Begiva. So what's the story of Pelegesh Begiva? Gittin Dav Vav Fame, also mentioned in Parsha Shoftim, and no, we don't have time to go through it, but the long and short of it is that there was a man who had a Pelegesh that ran away from him, and then he went and took her back, and on his way back home, there were Yidden from Shevet Binyamin that went and violated her, and it was a whole group of people, and when word got out that you had a bunch of Yidden that went and violated a girl, Berabim, they're very disappointed. A civil war broke out. 40,000 Yidden of Shevet Binyamin end up dying. So Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Yidden, it's very nice, right? It's very noble what the Yidden did. They went out and they avenged the covet of this girl, of this Pelegesh. How is it possible that Yidden should go ahead and do this? But Hashem said, "Bichvoidi leimachisem, you weren't meicha for my covet. Pesel micha, you didn't have a problem with. And al kvoidei shal basa v'dam mechisem, the two things happened around the same time. Either way, zokti gemar am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Yisem, and kisma gedoyla legima. When somebody provides food to travelers, it's so chashuv. Shehrichikosh de mishpachis mi Yisrael, that there were two families that are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they didn't provide food. Who are the two families? Shenemar. Al dvar ashalay kidmu eschem belechem uvamayim. The pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitzei, lo yavoy amoini umoyavi bekal Hashem. And what's the reason for it? Al dvar ashalay kidmu eschem belechem uvamayim. Because Hashem said that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they didn't come out, give them bread, give them water, baderech betzeser Mitzrayim. And it's for that reason they're not allowed to enter into the Kal. So you see how important it is when somebody's traveling to sit him down and be mechazik him, give him something, give him a cup of water, give him a coffee, make him feel good. G'dayla legima, sheherchika shtei mishpachos miyisrof. Rabbi Yechon, did they amar? Rabbi Yechonon said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. But Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going to add to that. I have other rayas that legima is so important. Number one, it's marcheches es akroivim. Umekareves es harachoykim. Umalemes einayim in arisham. It causes Hashem to look away from Risham. Umashrish shchina al nevi'e habal. It caused one of the nevi'e habal to have a shroyes hashchina, to have a real nevu'ah. V'shigigosoy oy lezodin. And if somebody doesn't do it, but he doesn't do it b'shoygeg, Malo all of Akasiv as if he didn't do it amazing. Rabbi Yochanan explain. Machekes, it's Akrovim. Where do you find that legima is so important that it could be Marchekes, it's Akrovim, me Aminu Mayev? Aminu Mayev were Krovim. How do you know they were Krovim? Rashi says Tupshat. Either geographically they were close to Eretz Yisrael, or because they come from light. Aminu Mayev come from the Bnois light, right? After the story of light, so the Bnois, after the Stoim Vamayra, the Bnois light think that the world is coming to an end and there's going to be no way for it to perpetuate. So they are Nivala to their fathers. One, then the other, the first one's Amrin, the other one is Mayav, story with Ramosha, right? And there's Akhtamat, the Chelik Ches, and Igris Moshe, spoken about that in the past. But the bottom line is that you see that they were craving, because Loit is Avram Avinu's nephew, and they can't come Bekal Hashem. Why? Al Dvar Asher Loi Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim. Thus you see, it's Merachik Kroivim, Umekareves Asher Rechaikim. How do you know you could do Kir of Rechaikim with Legima? So, I mean, it's self-evident, but it's learned out in Yisroi. It was because Yisroi told his daughters, go let this young man invite him in and give him something to eat. So what was Yisroi Zaycha do from that? It's unbelievable. Yisroi had the foresight to invite a Yid into his house and give him a cup of coffee and a Danish, and it was because of that that he was Zaycha, that Bnei Bonav Yoshvim Belishkas HaGazes Shenema U'mishpachay Soifrim Yoshvim Yaibetz Tirosim Shemosim Suchosim Hey Makid Mabam Mechamas Avi Beis Rechav Ksiv Hasu Bnei Keni Chayzim Yoshvim Olam Yerat Mor Mas Bnei Yehuda Bin Bar Yehuda Adshav Negev Arad V'yedach V'yedach. The gist of it is that Yisroel is Zoicha, that his grandchildren are Yosha Belishkas HaGazes, and what set that chain in motion, those events started with Legima. How do you know that if somebody has the schus of Legima, he could be a Rasha, and Hashem will turn the blind eye, which we saw, by the way, Ba'ilam Azeh and Ba'ilam Abba. Malachi Ashar is wanted Micha killed. Hashem said no. He's running a soup kitchen. I can't kill him. In Olam Haba, he's not mentioned in the Mishnah because he's running a soup kitchen. So where do you know that from? Mimicho. Mashu Shechina, Navi Abal. How do you know that a Navi Abal could have Nevuah Mechaveroi Shel Idai HaNavi? We know that from the Chaver of Idai HaNavi. So that's another pasuk that's mentioned. It's in the earlier part of Malachim Aleph, right after Yeruvim ben Nevat is introduced. So the Navi interrupts the narrative of Yeruvin and tells the story about Idoi. Idoi bumps into the one of the Bnei Aval. This Navi Abal wanted to mislead Idoi by telling him some Nevuah Sheker. He ends up inviting him into his house. He serves him some food, and as he serves him food, all of a sudden he gets tapped in. He has a real Nevuah. See, he's a Navi Abal. He wanted to mislead Idoi HaNavi, but at the same time, once he served him food, he was Eichet Nevuah. So you see the Kayach of Legima. And finally, and how do you know that if somebody doesn't give someone legima, b'shoygig, it's as if he did it b'mezid, we know that. So we spoke about Noiv Ira Kehanim earlier in the perek, where Noiv Ira Kehanim begins, where David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He has no food, he needs food. So he goes to Achimelech, who's the Kohen Gadol in Noiv. He asks him for something to eat. Doyeg Adoimi sees him. He goes and he tells Shaul that Achimelech is conspiring together with David. Achimelech gets killed. The 85 kings, Kehanim, get killed. The entire city, Noshim V'Tav, get killed. Doyeg Adoimi ends up having no Chelek Noilam Abba. Shaul HaMelech and his sons end up being killed by the Plishtim. It all started because David HaMelech was starving. So said Rav, Il Molei Hilvo Yohinus on the Dov had Yoinus and given David shtei kikros lechem, two sandwiches. Loi nerga noiv ira kehanim, v'loi nitra doyego adoimi, v'loi nerag shol u'shloish hezbanav. The importance of a bagel. But the bottom line is, is that it sounds like from Rav's statement that Yoinus is somehow being punished for it. He's a shaygig. If there was ever a shaygig, Yoinus was a shaygig. Who could have anticipated that this was going to happen? But that's what you see. Shigigasa oila zadoim. Exhale. So just one ha'ara. And that is, we mentioned over here, G'dayla l'gima, she marchekes es ha'kroivim. And who are the kroivim? Amon u'mayav. Amon u'mayav were kroivim to Klal Yisrael. They were kroivim blood relatives because they come from Leit. Leit was Avram Avinu's nephew. Also geographically, they were situated near Eretz Yisrael. Yet the Torah is very sharp. So if a Mitzri wants to be Megayer, come Bekal Hashem, it's okay. If somebody from some other nation, an Adoimi, so sometimes you have to wait a few generations. But when it comes to Amen Umayav, the Pasuk says, Gam Doira Siri Lo Yovay Lehem Bekal Hashem. Adoila. And what's the reason? Again, Al Dvar Eshele Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim Bederech Bitzeschem Yimitzrayim. So this, of course, is very much related to a lot of what we've been talking about in Perek Chelek, and that is the story of David HaMelech. And it really begins with the Gemara Masechtes Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Shaul HaMelech was asking around about David, so Shaul wanted to know, he wanted to see David HaMelech's Yichas Brief. So Doigo Adoimi, who is Malshin, he's a Baal Lashon Hara, he tells Shaul that, you know, until before you find out whether he's a meyuchis and whether he's roy to be king, why don't you find out first if he's even mutu lavi bekal? So Shaul said, my timer, what's the reason? He says, the ka'asi mi rusa mayavia, because he comes from rusa mayavia, meaning Ros was from Mayav. And the pasuk says, lo yavoi amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. Omalei Avner. So the Gemara says that Avner was standing there. And Avner said, Tonino, amoini v'loi amoinis, mayavi v'loi mayavis. He said, no, we know that's only the males are problematic, not the females. So he said, my time, I'm skipping a little bit. He said, because why is it that Amenu Moyev and Allah to be Baba Kal Hashem? It's because the Pasuk said, Al Ashali Kidvu Eschem Alechav Umamai. So Avner said, Darko Shalish Likadem, Velo Darko Shal Isha Likadem. Because it's only the derech of an ish to be mekadim. It's not the derech of an isha. Bottom line is, there was a back and forth, doyeg, they tried killing people. The end of the story is, David HaMelech is accepted into the Kal Hashem, even though he comes from a Mayavia, because Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, because the whole reason, Zilbasar Taima, we're being Dairish Taima the Kra, it's Al Dvarash or Kid Mu'escham Alechav V'mayim, the men, it was expected from them to have gone and given the Yidin food, but the women not, says the Gemara, why not? So you'll tell me because of pritzos? So let the men go to the men and let the women go to the women. Says the Gemara, Hacha Targimu Kol Kfoid Bas Melech Penimo B'marova Amri V'itema Rabbi Yitzchaka Makro V'yoymer Uel of this week's parasha Aye Sori Ishtecha V'yoymer Hine Hiba Oil. So you see that there's an idea of a Midas Atznios, either Kol Kfoid Bas Melech Penimo or from Aye Sori Ishtecha. I'll tell you parenthetically, Rashi in Mesechtes Gittin Daf Yud Bei Zamed Aleph So the Gemara over there says, "Kol kveid bas melech penima." Says Rashi, why? Because kol yisrael b'nei melachim. Meaning, you find in halacha very often this idea that kol kveid bas melech penima permeates halacha. Why? It's a bas melech. Who's the bas melachim? Says Rashi, kol yisrael b'nei melachim. Chasam Sofer and Tshuva is very bothered with this Rashi. He says you have a mefurish Gemara where the Gemara says it about the mayavios, about the women that were from Amon, if it's because they're literally b'nei melachim, because a bas yisrael is a bas melech, then how could it be a tain on the mayavios? How could it be a tain on the amonios? So the Chasam Sofer asks a tamir gedoyla from this Gemara right here, Yevamos Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph on Rashi and Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But I'm just going to tell you one interesting ha'ara, and that is this Gemara Masechtas Hoyrius Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's also Gemara Masechtas Nazir Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. But the Gemara over there says as follows: the pasuk says, "May dechsev ki yesharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam." Upoishim Yukoshlubam, says the Gemara, Mashal the Loit Ushnei Benois. Again, this week's parasha. Loit and his daughters were Bayal. Now that's a problem because that's an Skili Arayas. But at the same time, says the Gemara, Hain, the daughters, Shenishavnu L'Shem Mitzvah, they had the right intentions. Gedoyla Veru L'Shma, Tzadikim Yechubam, like Ya'el, that's Averu L'Shma. Who? Shenishavnu L'Shem Avera, he who did an Avera, Upoishim Yukoshlubam, he's going to be a Poishim Yukoshlubam. So two people could do the same exact thing. But really what it depends on, whether or not it's going to be perceived as a good thing or a bad thing, it all depends on whether your intention was good or your intention was bad. Loitu Shnei Bnoisav, in a vacuum, let's see. They who had the right intentions, it was viewed as an averi l'shma, thus tzadikim yechubam. He who had the wrong intentions, light, he's upayshim yikashubam. Zokta marshan chedushi agadis, a dover nifla. Yesh loyma, that it's because of this, zochu shahutru hanekevois lovoi bekal. Being that the nekevois in the creation of Amun Umayyav had the right intention, it's for that reason the females of Amun Umayyav are mutal lavay bekal and shem. But the hush and eschavin l'shem avera, he who is eschavin l'shem avera, upoishin yikashlubam. Half love a fella. Aye, says the Marsha, the Gemara gives a different reason. The Pasuk even gives a different reason. Yesh loyma dahava hagara. But either way, that's the tzadikim yelchubam. Upoishim yikashlubam. Tzadikim yelchubam, they're zoicha, that they're yelchu. They can walk together with Yidden. They're mutu lovi b'kal Hashem, as opposed to the men, they're also lovi b'kal Hashem. Half love a fella from the Marsha. But I found that this Marsha, it's a mefurish of Balaturim. Balaturim, right there on that Pasuk. Lo yovi amoni v'mayavi b'kal Hashem. What's the Pasuk right before that? Lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. Gamder asir lo yovei b'kal Hashem. Right afterwards, says the pasuk, lo yovei amoini b'kal Hashem. Says the Baal HaTurim, v'somach amoini u'mayavi l'mamzer. Gevaldik. What's the smichos between amoini mayavi and mamzer? It's very simple. She b'noi sloit nivalu la'aviyem. B'noi sloit gave birth to Amud Umayyah from their father, which means, based on Mishpatei HaTorah, the children would be Mamzerim, because they're Chavi Krisos. The Yodu Mamzerim. Then says the Baal HaTurim, V'hanekevois mutorois, l'fi shehein neschavnu l'dvar mitzvah. So it's a mefurish of Baal HaTurim. If Pashas Kisekzei, that says exactly what the Marsha says, in Chedushi HaGadus, in Masechtas Hoyris, that if Yod Amid Abbeis, Zok Gemara Vayter. So we explain why Micha isn't mentioned in the Mishnah together with the Elu she'en lam chelik v'lo mabah. Zok the Mishnah with Neima lo imanu es Achaz. Achaz Chizkiyo's father, who we said was also a Rasha. Why isn't he mentioned as one of the kings that don't have a chelik v'lo mabah? So we didn't have an answer for Yoyakim. The Gemara says, Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mori. He says, I don't know why Yoyakim's not mentioned, but Derech Agav, I can tell you why Micha wasn't mentioned. But why wasn't Achaz mentioned? Zok the Gemara, so why is Achaz not mentioned? Mipnei shemutu bein shnei tzadikim. It's because he's sandwiched between two tzadikim. Bein Yosam, that was Achaz's father. Who is a tzaddik? L'chizkiyo. That was his son. Rabbi Yosef says, the reason is because he once showed humility. He was embarrassed of Yeshaya and Novi. Shneva, the pasuk says, Vayayim Hashem el Yeshayo. Say no, likros Achaz. I want you to go to Achaz. Ata u'shar Yoshev banecha, you and your son Shar Yoshev. El kitzei to'olas habrecha el yoyne. He tells him where he's going to meet him. El mesilas stay koyves. Go meet him by the road of the field of koyves. I koyves. Some say the kavshinu lapi v'chalav. That when Achaz saw Yeshaya, he didn't want to look at him. He was afraid that Yeshaya was going to see. Right, you go to a rebbe sometimes, you put your brim really low. You don't want him to see right through you. So it was in that vein. Yeshaya didn't want to look, or Achaz didn't want Yeshaya to look at him. He put something that koyves him, washers use over his head. But hatzadah shavah shavah is the same thing. He showed a certain humility, a certain kavod to Yeshaya Navi, and it's in that schos that he's not mentioned amongst the kings that don't have keluk noil maba. Says the Gemara, "Bipnei maloi manu es amoin." Why didn't they mention amoin? So amoin is Yeshaya Hanavi's father. Menashe had a son amoin, who had a son, not Yeshaya Hanavi, Yoshio Hamelech. So Yoshio Hamelech's father. So why isn't amoin mentioned? Zok the Gemara, "Bipnei kfoido yishal Yoshio." You want to know why? Because he had a son Yoshio, and it was in the schus of his son Yoshio, Bro Mezaka Abba, like the Gemara is going to say right now, that Amoin is not mentioned amongst the kings that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Freak the Gemara, Menashe Nami Loi Nimni Mikvei Kvoidoi Shel Chizkiyo. If that's the case, then why is Menashe mentioned? Why don't we say Menashe shouldn't be mentioned either? Why? He also had a schos. What was his schos? His father. He had a father, Chizkiyo. Zok the Gemara, Bro Mezaki Abba Abba Loi Mezaki Bro. A son can be Mezaki his father, but a father can't be Mezaki his son. Dechzid, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'ein Miyodi Matzel. And we learn from there, Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol, Ve'ein Yitzchak Matzel as Esa. So a son could be Mezaki a father. So Yoshio a Melech was Mezaki Amoin. But at the same time, Chizkiyo couldn't be Mezaki Menashe. Now that you just said that Bro is Mezaki Abba, and the reason Amoin's not mentioned is because of Yoshio, so I have a reason now why Achaz wasn't mentioned. Till now we said, why wasn't Achaz mentioned? Because he showed covet to Yeshaya Novi. Achaz Nami Lo Yimni could be the reason Achaz isn't mentioned is Mishum Kvoidoi Shel Chizkiyo, because he too had a son Chizkiyo. So Yeshio HaMelech is the reason that his father Amoin is not mentioned amongst the kings, and Chizkiyo HaMelech is the reason that his father Achaz is not mentioned amongst the kings. So the Gemara says, Bro Mezaka Abba, Abba Loi Mezaki Bro. What's the reason? So if you take a look at the Marshal, the Sfar is really poshut. He says, because a father is Mechanech his son. Father brings his son into the world. So obviously a father has a big chelek. He owns a lot of stock in his son. So if the son ends up being a tzaddik and doing great things, the father has a chelek in it. So it makes perfect sense why bro would be mezaki abba. But at the same time, abba loy mezaki bro, because if somebody is chashuv and his son is a rasha, so what's the svara to say that it should work in the reverse? So l'chur, the svara of why abba mezaki bro mezaki abba, abba lo mezaki bro, is rather straightforward. There's a gemara, mesechtes soita, daf yudah midbeis. And again, all these gemaras are very much related to the theme of perek chelek. The gemara over there is talking about Avshalom. So David HaMelech had a son Avshalom, who at the end of his life wanted to kill his own father. Achitofel joined the rebellion. David HaMelech famously sang Shira Mizbah LeDavid. Bevarchav Avshalom Benoi. Avshalom, the Pasuk describes as being extremely handsome. And his most unique character trait was his very long hair. And the Mishnah says Avshalom was Nizga'i B'Saira. He had Gaiva with his hair. And it's for that reason that when he was killed, Mida Keneged Mida, that's how it comes into the Mishnah, the end of Masech Saita, because the Mishnah over there discusses all the Mida Keneged Midas. And one of the Mida Keneged Midas is that Avshalom was Nizga'i B'Saira, Lefichach Nitla B'Saira. Says the Gemara, on the topic of Avshalom, the Pasuk says that when David HaMelech heard that his son Avshalom died, this is a son that wanted to kill him. Vayirgaz HaMelech. He got afraid. He shuddered. He went up to the Elias Hashar, and he cried. This is what he said. Bini Avshalom, my son Avshalom. Bini Avshalom, my son Avshalom. I wish Hashem would have taken my life instead of the life of my son Avshalom. Avshalom, bini. V'amelech lot as ponov. He covered his face. V'yizak hamelech koil godol. Bini Avshalom. Avshalom, bini. Some of the most moving psukim in all of Nach, where David HaMelech cries, V'yizak hamelech koil godol. V'yirgaz hamelech. When he hears that his son, who wanted to kill him, died. Says the Gemara, if you count the amount of time it says bini in this psukim, it says it 8 times. Hani tam nivni lama. Why does it say it 8 times? Says the Gemara, shiva to ask him a shiva madur gehenim. 7 to take Avshalom, who was a rasha, added the shiva madur gehenim. The idoch and the 8, ikud ami the kar v'eshel the gabi gufe, because when Avshalom was killed, he was beheaded. So to move his head a little bit closer to his guf, that's why he said it an eighth time. Ikudami, and some say the icy la alma da asi. So you should be zoichet to go to Olam Haba. Yesterday's daf, we had a brisa that said Avshalom is ainlich chelik leolam haba, but this obviously is arguing with that, and he said it an eighth time. He should go to Olam Haba. Freak Taisus Akasha, the Ikasha, Ha'om Ruba Perik Chelik, Bra Mezaki Abba, the Abba Loi Mezaki Bra, Kidichsev Emi Yadi Matzo. So Freak Taisus Akasha, how could David Amelech have gotten his son Avshalom into Olam Haba? I thought there's an idea of Abba Loi Mezaki Bra, a Bra could be Mezaki Abba. Here you have a father who's crying for his son, and he got his son at a shiva madura gehenim, and didn't tell him abba. I saw what our Gemara says, abba le mezaki bro, says toisviz gevaldik inam, matzi le meymar, hada omar, abba le mezaki bro, haynu bishom kovid ha'av, eimoinim, milim noisoy im rishoyim, you have to be medayik rishoyne yazov shal toisviz, ein kamikoymoy, but the punchline is below tefillah. Without tefillah, avol tefillah mayelis. The David his follow of Shalom. Avolay mezaki bro means that there's no idea that if somebody had a chash of a father, so somehow he's going to go scot free. But there is an idea that a father could daven for a son, and that's what David HaMelech was doing. And he davened bini eight times, and that's because Avshalom went out of the shiva meduri gehenim, and he was zoicha to enter Olam Haba. It's interesting. You talk about avolay mezaki bro, and the truth is, It's more than that. Not only is Abba Loi Mezaki Bra, but an Abba could sometimes be a big tefiyah on a son. Right? If somebody comes from Chashav Yichus, so it could be a tefiyah. You had from who to learn. It's you do a divar from the Dubna Magid in the middle of the Teicha and Parshas B'chukaisai. We interrupt the program and we say B'kol Rom V'Zacharti Es Brisi Yaakov V'Avas Brisi Yitzchak V'Avas Who's Naftali V'Avas Brisi Avram Eskar V'Aretz Eskar. Right? You say it loud. So you're middle reading the Teicha. The Teicha is very quiet and fast, and then all of a sudden you belt out this pasuk. And the kash is, where does this come in the middle of the Teicha? So pasuk, it's different nechama that Hashem says that even in the middle of the Teicha we're gonna stop V'Zacharti Es Brisi Yaakov V'Avas. But it's Yidua, the Dubna Magid said, and he explained it with a muscle, that there were two people that committed the same crime. They stole together, and they come in front of the judge, and the judge said, this person, community service 30 days, the other person gets 5 years without parole. So he says, I don't understand. We did the same thing. We literally did it together. Why is this person getting a punishment? He's 30 days. So he says, listen, you have to understand. He says, this person who stole, you know who Ishnam's from? The Tata's given a gun, the Zaida's a gun, the Elta Zaida was a gun, the Baba's a gun. He comes from Ganovim. He had no way of knowing any better. So is it a Chiddush that he stole? We have to go easy on him. It's a mitigating factor that we're going to take into consideration. But you're a B'nai Shel Kedoshim. Where do you come to doing something like this? So it's for that reason you're going to be punished more severely. But the Dubna Magid Gezok, that Hashem is saying Divrei Teichacha, and in the middle of the Teichacha, to pile on. We're going to remember who you come from. And if you come from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, it's going to add to the Tfiyah. It's going to add to the Teichacha. Because you had from who to learn. I was thinking that, you know, you say in Shemayna Esrei, V'zoichi chazde yavois, U'mevi goyo livnei v'neyem, L'man Shemay Bahava. So Pashup Shat, right, the Mefarshe Atfila, I bothered, right? What's Pashup Shat? This is the first bracha where Kavanah is Ma'akim. So what kind of a Kavanah are you supposed to have? Vizoycha Chazde Yavis. Hashem remembers the Chazde Yavis. Umevi Goyal Livnei V'neim. Because of the Chazde Yavis, Hashem brings a Geula Livnei V'neim. So the B'nei V'neim of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov will be Zoycha to Geula. Why? But then you say Laman Shemai. Laman Shemai suggests that there's really no reason for Hashem to be bringing the Geula. He's only bringing it Laman Shemai. So which one is it? Is it Umevi Goyal of Nevinayim because of Vizaycha Chazde Yavais? Or is it Mevi Goyal of Nevinayim Laman Shemai? So the way you're supposed to have Kavanah is you're supposed to say that Vizaycha Chazde Yavais, Umevi Goyal of Nevinayim. And Itamus Chos Avais, like the Gemara discusses in Shabbos Menvav and other places, on that side, that Tamus Chos Avais. So the Chos Avais is not going to be enough of a reason for the geula to come. Well, maybe goyel of nevinayim l'man shemay. I saw once Rabbi Chanan says in Kovitz Mamorim. So he says that maybe goyel of nevinayim l'man shemay. So if Hashem is going to have to bring a l'man shemay, meaning we're not going to have schosim, we're not even going to have schos avos. So you'd think Hashem would do it begrudgingly. That's what we conclude bahava. Even then, it's going to be bahava. Even if it's maybe goyel of nevinayim l'man shemay, it's still going to be bahava. But I was thinking l'fi anal, it could be the pshats differently. It's v'zoicher chazdei avos. Hashem is going to remember the chazdei avos. Nevi Goyel of Nevi Nev. Because of the Chaz Deyoves, Hashem is going to bring the Gula. But realize that Gufa, that Hashem is using the Chaz Deyoves as an impetus for the Gula to come, does Gufa's Laman Shemoy. Because there's two ways to look at Schos Oves. You could look at Schos Oves as a Schos, or you could look at it as the way it's mentioned in the Teuchach of Zach, the Zacharti es Brisi Yaakov, Vavas Brisi Yitzchok, Vavas Brisi Avon Meskavaris Eskor. So Schos Oves is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's Gevaldik, but then you have the idea of Abel Mezaki, bro, and a Pasuk in the Teuchach. So the reason the Geula is going to come is the Zeichach as the Oves. But at the same time, it's Laman Shemay that we're spinning the Schos Oves for our good, and not for our bad. Either way, that's the first order. Second order is that the Gemara mentioned the Ein Miyodi Matzel, Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol, Ein Yitzchok Matzel as Esav. So the Teres Chaim on this Gemara asks a bomba kasha. From the Gemara, it sounds like Yishmol is a Rasha. He's in Gehenim. He's not in Olam Haba. And despite the fact that he has a father, Avram Avinu Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol. Avram Avinu doesn't have the ability to save Yishmol. Pray to Teres Chaim. How could the Gemara say that? We all know. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak, Masechtas Bava Basra, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it, that Yishmol did tshuva. So if Yishmol did tshuva, pray to Teres Chaim, what does this Gemara mean? Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol. He did tshuva. And he quotes the Gemara, B'makam Shabbal Yitshuvim, Oim Dem Ein Tzadikim Yichayil Ma'amay. Yishmol's doing just fine. Yishmol doesn't need any help. So what does this mean? Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol. Says the Teres Chaim, and don't tell me it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan held that Yishmol didn't do tshuva. This mandamar over here holds that Yishmol didn't. Don't say that. You know why? Because there's so many Tanoim in Talmud Bavli whose name was Yishmael. And if there was a tzad that maybe Yishmael died a Rasha, nobody would have named their children Yishmael. As a matter of fact, it's halacha. V'shem Risham Yirkov. So V'shem Risham Yirkov freaked the Teres Chaim. It must be that Yishmael goes down as not being a Rasha. It's not just a fun fact, some idea that Yishmol the Tshuva. No, it's nothing to talk about. There was a Messiah that Yishmol the Tshuva. They named their kids Yishmol after the fat Yishmol. It's very obvious. Why else would they have named the name Yishmol? It's a pella that we don't use it anymore today. Like, what happened? But the bottom line is that once upon a time they gave the name. And if they gave the name Bal Korcha, it's because Yishmol the Tshuva. So, Beit Teres Chaim, how do you understand Pshat in this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Ein Yitzchok Machzel Esav. So the truth is, it's this Kasha, the Teres Chaim mass, he doesn't bring it, but it's a Mefurish Toisus Yishana. We've spoken this out over the years. Toisus Yishana is a Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing this idea of the Shem Rishon Yirkov, the Im Toima, Freik to Toisus Yishana. Listen to Lishoyne Azov, Shalat Toisus Yishana. Leman de Omar. Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol. The Islay Lameim Ashalay Asi Yishmol Tshuva. Eich Koroi L'Shem Tzadik. It's Toisus Yishana's Kasha. According to the Man de Omar, that Yishmol didn't do tshuva, meaning Teis Yishanim said, I know, not like the Teres Chaim. It is a machlokes in Shas, whether Yishmol did tshuva or not. Because it's a Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Bava Basra, said Yishmol did tshuva, Rav Yechon is Memra, but you have this Gemara right here, Emi Yodim Matzel, and he quotes Sanhedrin Kuf Dalet. So it's this Gemara right here. So according to that Mandama that says that Yishmol didn't do tshuva, how do you ever have the name Yishmol? Teres Chaim's Kasha, and he says, could be the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that named Yishmol, Yishmol. So being that it was a name that came from Hashem, it doesn't fall into the gather of Vishem Risham Yirkov. I'll just tell you, interesting, and that is, you find this idea of Vishem Risham Yirkov mentioned in other places. A few very, very bullet point type marmakonis. Number one, Tosfos in the beginning of the 13th parak in Masechtas Ksubas. The Mishnah over there talks about Shnei Dayanei Gzeiros, the opening line of the last parak of Ksubas. Hoy B'Yushalayim, both their names, Admoin v'Chanon ben Avshalom. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the right girsa is not Avshalom. It's Avi Shalom. It can't be Av Shalom. You know why? The Amah Beperek Chelik, Av Shalom, Ein Lechelik, Leilom Haba. That's the price that we saw last night. Av Shalom has no Chelik, Leilom Haba. Now, the truth is, the Gemara Masechtas Sotah, that you that Av Shalom does have a Chelik, Leilom Haba. Same Shiloh. But the point is, if he has no Chelik, Leilom Haba, like Yishmol doesn't have a Chelik, Leilom Haba, there's no way you can name the name Yishmol. So then you would have to give the name Avi Shalom. Maybe if he does have a Chelik in Olam Haba, he quotes Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, he doesn't quote Soita. There's a Tosfos and Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara over there mentions Rabba Bar Oifron. Rabba Bar Oifron says Tosfos that he's seen different Gersois. The right Gersois is Oifron, the leg Gersois is an Ephron. It can't be Rabba Bar Ephron. The Shem Risham Yirkov, the Masker Bishmayo, there's no way that there would have been a Yid with the name of Ephron. It's just not a name you give. Because simply, you have Shem Risham Yirkov. If you do the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer says, that I'm wondering out loud, that's Kamat his lashon that he uses. You see, just he's wondering out loud if the reason Korach had the downfall that he had is because if you look in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, when the Torah goes through the Aluf Yisav, there's an Aluf Korach. And he says he doesn't understand where in the world Korach's father came to name his son Korach. Aluf Korach. The Shem Hashem Yirkov, that's a name that belongs in the family of Esav, not a name that belongs in the family of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Says the Chasam Sofer, who knows if it wasn't that name that caused Korach to eventually be Korach. I'll tell you one other Shekavim Aramachim, that is the Yerushalmi Masechta Sukkah that quotes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Titus. And Yosef Engel, Yehuda Ashas, is very bothered. Titus. So how in the world could you name someone Titus? Either way, we have a Daf Gemara to learn. So Zok the Gemara. We'll be holding. Not far enough. Good. Zok the Gemara. Can't end here, right? Zok the Gemara Vayter. Why isn't Yehoyakim mentioned in the Mishnah as one of those that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, which was the original question? Why wasn't Yehoyakim mentioned? Rather, asked the Kash Rav Bar Mori. Says, I don't know. Specific the Gemara over here. Why not? Mishum Rav Chiya Berab Avruah. Dom Rav Chiya Berab Avuah. Ksev. The pasuk says, Al Gugaltish Yehoyakim Zois Vaydacheres. It said on the skull, on the Gugaylus of Yehoyakim, Zois Va'oid Acheres. It says, what does it mean? Zois Va'oid Acheres. Skenoy Derab Preda Ashkach Gugalta David Koshadi B'Shar Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells a story about Rav Preda's grandfather. Now, there's a famous Rav Preda in Shas, famous for Gemara Masechta Zeirvin. We spoke about it in the Daf recently, where he learned with his Talmud 400 times. He had a Talmud there, a very difficult time understanding. He taught it 400 times, and one time after teaching 400 times, he still didn't understand it. He taught it to him another 400 times. Yotze Sabaskal, if you want, your whole dark could be. So it sounds like this is the Zayda of that Rav Preda. So Rav Preda Zayda is going in the street, and he finds a skull, a human skull. And it said on the skull, Zois va'oid acheres. Kavra, so he buried it, v'lo yikbra. But it refused to be buried. Kavra again, v'lo yikbra. I was thinking maybe that's why it mentions that he was Rapreda's grandfather. That was Rapreda's midah. He taught him Torah. Nachamo. Kavra v'lo yikbra. Kavra v'lo yikbra. Omar. See, he said, Gugoto shel Yehoyakim. This must be the skull of Yehoyakim. Dichsiv Bekus, it says regarding him, Kfuras chamor yikaver, sochay v'hashlech. He'll be buried like a donkey and he's going to be dragged. And he's just not going to be zoicha to merit an ordinary kfura. Amar. So, Rapreda's grandfather said, if this is Yehoyakim, he's a Melech Yisrael. Malkahu, v'leichshel azazulub. I have to be very careful. I have to give him the proper covet. Karcha b'shiroi. So he wraps it in silk. V'yisa b'sifte. He puts it in his house. The Gemara says, one day, his wife is cleaning. Chazisi devisu. His wife finds the skull. Savra, she thought, hadi itzaka ma'isahava. That maybe this is the skull of Rapreda's grandfather's first wife, the Lucky Michele, and he's having a hard time. You know, he wants to remember her. So he kept the skull. Shagra tanura. So she took it. She threw it into the oven of a kulta and it burned. That was the Zoid Zvaid Acheres. That number one, he didn't have a normal kfura, and then finally, his skull is in some covered type of place, but he ends up being burnt in a fire. What does that have to do with why he's not mentioned as one of the people don't have chelik in Olam Haba? Because the kapara that he got by his body being mevuza like this after he died, it was in that schus that he does have a chelik in Olam Haba, or at the very least, not mentioned in the Mishnah amongst those that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Bishvil v'atoiv be'inecha osisi. So Chizkiyo didn't want to get married because he didn't want to have children. And the reason he didn't want to have children is because he saw Baruch HaKodesh who was going to come. Menashe and Amoy, they were going to come from him. And he didn't want to have children. Because of that, Hashem punished him. He was sick. He was sick to the point that he was going to die. Yeshaya Novi came to him. Yeshaya told him, it's too late. I have a Messiah. I feel a cherub chadu menachas ha-savar sh'odom ha-yam na-hasum na-rachim. He marries Yeshaya Novi's daughter. He ends up having another, I think it was 15 years. And Menashe, of course, comes from it. That's the story of Chizkiyo. So the Pasuk says that when Chizkiyo davened to Hashem, he tells Hashem, v'atoyv be'necha sisi. Chizkiyo asks Hashem, please, forgive. Let me have a refuah and just remember all the good things that I've done. He was one of the great people to ever live. Think about all the great things I did. The Chazal said that he shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have spoken to Hashem as if he really deserved this Yeshua. And because he said that, which was considered a chet, he ends up saying, Ma'ois. When he's told by Yeshaya HaNavi that he's going to be healed, he asks Yeshaya for an ois. He says, I want a sign that it's going to work out. He shouldn't have done that either. But one thing led to another. And because he said Ma'ois, Bishvil Ma'ois, Nachrim Ocha HaShulchanai, he did another chet, and he invited Nachrim into his house. Who are the Nachrim that he invited into his house? This is Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin that we spoke about earlier in the Berik. And Bishvil Shem Nachrim Achlu Al Shulchanai, and because Nachrim ate at his table, Goram Golus Levanov, his sons end up going to Golus. Mesayele Lechiskiya. Damar Chiskiya. Right, this is Chiskiya speaking about Chiskiya Melech. Kolam Zamed Abikachom Teich Pesoy. Umasham Ishalov. Goram Golus Levanov. Shenemar Umibanecha Sheyetsu Mimcha Asher Toilet Yukach. Vahoyu Sarisim. So Meroidich Baladin Ben Baladin sends emissaries to Chizkiyo, Baruch Roi Fichaylin, and he invites him in and he shows him everything. What's everything? Omar Rav, my base nechoysa ishte hishkisa aleim. Rav said it means that Chizkiyo's wife was serving these guests. Shmuel Omar, base kinaz of Herolahem. He showed him his treasures. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, zayin oichel zayin Herolahem. He showed him weapons that were so powerful that they were able to defeat other weapons. Why is this mentioned over here? So two reasons. Number one, we're talking about Menashe, but that's not the reason it's mentioned here. The reason it's mentioned over here is because we're talking about Goda Legima. The power of Legima, you give somebody food, you take care of somebody, Achnasas Archim, it's so powerful. That's if you do it to somebody that's deserving of it, to the right person. But if you do it to the wrong person, it can have the reverse effect. Because of the Legima that Chizkiyo gave these Shluchim that were coming from Bavel, what happened? His children, Gairim Galus Levanov Shenema Ubibanecha Sheyetsu Mimcha Shatoilid Yikuch, Vahoyu Sarisim Behecham Melech Bavel. Says the Gemara, we're going to now turn our attention to a different topic, Me'inyin Le'inyin Kemat Shaloi Ba'is Le'inyin, and that is Gemaras that talk about the Churban. So we all know, where are the Gemaras about the Churban? So those Gemaras are in Perek HaNezakin, right? The Gemaras, Sukkis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, part 1, part 2, part 3, right? That's where the Gemaras of the Churban are. But the truth is that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Hilchis Tisha B'Av, it's in Simen Tof Kuf Nun Dalet. Tisha B'Av Ase Berechitza V'Sicha U'Ne'ilas Hasando V'Tashma Shamita V'Ase Likreis B'Toyra Nevi'em B'Ksuvim V'Lishneis B'Mishnah B'Medjush B'Gemar B'Lachas V'Agoles. You're not allowed to learn Teresh B'Ksav, you're not allowed to learn Teresh B'Alpeh, no raid, you can't do anything. Mishum Shenema P'Kudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev V'Tinoi Kishol Beis Rabin B'Teilim B'Oi. Even children don't learn Teresh Avokairuhu. There are certain things, says the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to learn B'Iyoiv. You're allowed to learn Iyev, u bedvarim haram shabimiyo, certain prakim in Yirmiyo, vim yesh b'neim, psukin nechama tzarchalam. But if you come up to a pasuk of nechama, then you're going to have to skip it. So the Mechaber says, what are you allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? Iyev, self-explanatory, Yirmiyo, as long as you don't read the psukim of nechama, says the Mishnah Brura, v'chein agadas ha-churban. You're also allowed to learn Teresh B'Alpeh. There's certain gemaras you're allowed to learn, such as the Divrei Agada that talk about the churban beperek ha-nizakin, and the Gemara is in Perek Chelek. The Likreis Bachurban Hanisker B'Yosifan, and then he says you're allowed to learn Sefer Yosifan as well. Either way, so these are the Gemaras over here in Perek Chelek that relate to the Churban, the rest of the story. Gemaras that are tucked away, that not everybody knows, but the bottom line is Gemaras that relate to the Churban, that's what we're about to learn. Tanya. Amar Eicha Yoshva Bada. So how does the Divrei Agada in Perek Chelek begin? It begins with the words of Eicha Yoshva Badad. Why were the Yidden punished with the word Eicha? Because the word Eicha is Begamashria 36, and the Yidden were over, they violated the 36 Chayvei Krisos. If you go through Eicha, Eicha is all in the Aleph Beis. Why? Yoshva Badad. I said, Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov Eretz Dogon V'Tirosh Af Shom of Yarfuta. That is in Parshas V'Zois HaBracha. So Klal Yisrael was supposed to be Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad. There was supposed to be Badad, but it was supposed to be Betach in Yaakov Eretz Dogon V'Tirosh. It was supposed to be in a world where the Shemayim was Yarfuta. But Achsho, because of the Averos, they were Badad, but a different type of Badad. Eicha Yashvu Badad. Achsho Yeh Badad Meshavim Ha'ir Abasi Yom Amar Rav Amar Rav Yoichanan Shoyim Masi. So Rashi says that people believed that in order to have a lot of children, you needed that one of the two people in the couple should be young. So both were older, so it wasn't so mesugal to have a lot of children. So they would dafke have a ktana to a gadol or a gdola to a katan. That was the era. It was rapasiyam. They had so many children. And now it was hoysa kalmana. I'm Rav Yudah Marath. Kalmana. Veloy almana mamish. Klai Yisrael was like an almana, but they weren't an almana. An almana is a woman whose husband dies. He's not coming back until Tchias HaMeisim. But Klal Yisrael's not that way. Like, Yisha Shaholach Bailu Medina Sayam, V'daitei Lachzer Aleh, because Baruch Hu left. But it was always Daitei Lachzer Aleh. Hayoyim and B'koy Leis Hashmo, Hashem is ready to come back. It was Hoysa Ke Almana. Not Almana, but Ke Almana. Rabbosi Bagoyim, Sarasi Bamdinas, Amarav Amrab Yechanon, Komachim, Shein Hoychim, Nasim Sorin Ladineim. What does it mean? They were Rabbosi Bagoyim, that wherever the Jews would be, they would always rise to the top. They'd always be Sorin. Doesn't matter if they were in Golos, they were Bagoyim, they were Babendinois, but they were Rabosi Bagoyim, they were Sayrosi Babendinois. And the Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'isa b'shnei b'yond was a story with two men. Shenishbu b'harakam, they were captured in Harakarma. Voyeshaboyim halach achareim. So these two men, they're Yidden, their captor is walking behind them and listening as they're talking, making small talk. So one of these two Yidden tells his friend, the camel that's in front of us, it's blind in one eye, it's carrying two flasks, one has wine, the other one has oil. And the two people that are leading that camel, one is a Yid, the other one's a guy. This is the conversation they're having. So the captor hears how these two slaves that he just took are talking, and he says, how do you know that? I'm Kshei Oireth. You know, you talk as if you know everything. So self-confidently. Like, Mecha Tesi. How do you know this? Amrulai. So it's very simple. Elementary. Gomel Me'asavim Shalifaneo. If you look at the Gomel, he's eating the grass that's in front of him. But he's only eating from one side. Must be, because he can only see from one side. So Mitzad Sheroya Oicheles, Mitzad She'ena Roya Ena Oicheles. U'tunishtei Noidois, I know that it's holding two Noidois. Acha Shalyayin, and that one has wine, the other one has oil, because Shalyayin metafta v'shakeh, because one of them I see is dripping, I mean it's leaking. One is leaking and it's being absorbed into the ground, that must be the wine. V'shal Shemen, and the other one metafta v'tzof, it's floating. U'shnei b'li adam ha'manigin, it's echad nochiv echad Yisrael. I know that the two people leaving it, one is a Yid and one is not a Yid, because one of them, when it had to relieve itself, use the facilities, it did it right there, and the other one moved to the side. So nofri nifrul derech, but a Yid is a tzanua. He must be nifrul tzadim. Says the Gemara, Rodav Acharei Matzke Devarim. He went and he asked them and he found that everything they said was right. But so this captain went to these two people that he had just taken into captivity. Unashkan al Roshim, he kissed them on their heads. Ve'aviyam Bevesim, he brought them into his house. Va'osolem Suda Gedoyla, he gave them tremendous covet. Va'yamiraki Lefneim, and he was dancing for them. Va'omar, and he said, Baruch Shabacha Bezarish al Avram. V'nosam Lehem Mechachmosoi. U'becham Mokim Shein Hoilchim Nasim Sorin Ladoineim. U'patron Vahochu Lebateim Lesholoim. And he let them go. Bachai Sivke Balaila. Shtei Bechia Salalu Lama. Why do you mean? One, he was crying for the first base Hamikdash, and he was crying for the second base Hamikdash. Balayla, why bochay sifke balayla? Al iske layla. Shenemer v'atisa kol eida v'yidnu askoyin v'yifko am balayla hahu. This is a reference to another night. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I say yom leil tishu b'avoy. That night, when the Yidden cried, when they got the report from the Meraglim, that you think you're going to an Eretz Aras Chol Vash, you're going to an Eretz Echeles Yeshveh, you're going to a land that's going to wipe you out. It was Leil Tishabav, and the Yidden cried, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Bechisam Bechia Shalchinam, you cried for nothing, Vani Ekva Lechem Bechia L'Doiris, I'm going to give you a reason to cry on that same very night for future generations. Dover Acha Balaylo, another reason why it says Balaylo, Shekol HaBoicha Balaylo, anyone that cries at night, Koylo Nishma, you hear a voice travels much further at night than it does during the day. Davar achar, balayla, why at night? Shekhala boicha balayla, kaychavim mazolis boichanimai. When a person cries at night, the whole universe cries. The kaychavim the mazolis cry. Davar achar, balayla, shekhala boicha balayla. If somebody cries at night, hashemeya koyloi, other people can hear and they too are going to cry. And that's what happened after the Churban. People were crying and other people heard their tears and they too were crying and all Klal Yisrael cried. Bachay Sifke, it wasn't just Pchiyas. It was Pchiyas Balayla. Now the Gemara tells a well-known story. Maise Bisha Achaz, Shchentosh Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a neighbor, a woman, Shemes Bena, who lost a son. And every night this woman would cry for her son that she lost. Rabbi Gamliel Kaila, Rabbi Gamliel heard her voice. And he was he would cry together with her. He cried so much, he took it so to hearts, until his eyelashes fell out. Talmidim saw what this was doing to Rabbi Gamliel. They asked this woman if she would move, because it was just so bad for the Nasi, for the God Rabbi Gamliel. He was taking her pchias so to hearts. The Mashon, the Chedusha HaGadus, and this Gemara says that there's one extra piece of information to this story that's not mentioned in this Gemara, that's mentioned in Eicha Rabasi, Aleph Chav Dalet. It says over there, Rabbi Gamliel used to cry. He wasn't crying about the son that this woman lost. He was crying about Churban Beis HaMikdash. He would hear her cry, and it was Ma'ir Pchias of the Churban. So the question begs itself, why? What did one have to do with the other? This woman was crying because she lost her son. What did that have to do with Rabbi Gamliel's tears? And the Velt says, because Rabbi Gamliel understood that the only reason this woman was so bizarre, the only reason she was crying is because we're in Galus. But when Mashiach's going to come and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, it'll be Umach Hashem Dima, may I call upon him. There'll be no crying anymore. There'll be no pchias. There'll be no demise. So Rabbi Gamliel understood the shayrish. He understood the root of it. And he said, if something like this could happen, you know why this is? It's because Bachay Sifka Balayla. It's because Eicha Yashva Bada, V'demasa Alechia. What does it mean, V'demasa Alechia? Her tears are on her cheeks. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Ki Isha Shabaycha Bal Nureh. This is like a woman who cries, Al Bal Nureh, that she had a husband that died. And years later, she still remembers Bal Nureh. Shenemar Eli Kibsula Chagura Sak Al Bal Nureh. We're literally saying Kinnis over here. Any person that attacks the Yidden is Nasirosh. Another thing you see from there. So it's interesting. The Gemara says, V'demasa alechya, ki isha sheboicha al bal neureh. Like a woman who cries al bal neureh. I saw the Ion Yaakov. On the Ein Yaakov, so again, the Ein Yaakov was written by the Shvus Yaakov. He says as follows. I'll read it to you inside. That afal gaf de mekabel tanchumen al ames. Ordinarily, a person after Yud Beis Chodesh, he could be mekabel tanchumen al ames. But with Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's going to be different. You know why? Because when do we say that after Yud Beis Chodesh, a person gets nechama? That's when the person that he's mourning actually died. But this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't really, we just said the Gemara, Hoysa Kalmana, wasn't Mamish Amana, being the Amrina and Hoysa Kalmana, Shahalach Bailam, Dina Sayov, Vesoifer Lachzer, Lokach, Loy Kiblu Tanchumen Alachai. That's why she's not able to be Mekabel Tanchumen. Venisher Tomid Hadim Alechio, Ela Menachem, Achiyova, Yabal Baatzme, Kidichsev, Anoichi, Anachemchem. But until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back, she can't be Mekabel Tanchumen. It's always the Masa Alechia. Why? It's because she's only Haisakir Almana. It's because she's only Haisakir Almana. We've spoken out many times. The Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says, Kalam Sabla Yusharat Laim Zoicha Viraya Bismchasa. It should have said Yiske Vira Bismchasa. Why is Zoicha Viraya Bismchasa? So the Chassam Sofer says such a vart. He says, if someone's Mesabla Yushalayim, what does it mean? It means that to him, Yushalayim's not dead. Because if Yushalayim died, he'd be Makabal Tanchumen, Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Then Belosh and Hoiva, he can experience a little bit of Yerushalayim even today. Zok de Gemara, Lo Yaleichem Kol Oivrei Derech Amar Rava Amar Rav Yechon Mikan Likuvlona Min HaTorah. This is where you have the makar to say Lo Yaleichem. Someone, a Yid, speaks and he says something about a tzara. So the minig Yisrael is to say Lo Yaleinu. So it's a minig, right? It says as anaf in the Baba Meisus. No, it's not. It comes from a Gemara. Rava said it in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. Mikan likuvlana min atayra. A Yid is supposed to say Lo Yaleinu. Lo Yaleichem kol oivrei derech. It's pasuk in Eicha. Kol oivrei derech. Amar Rav Amron. Amar Rav Asouni kol oivrei al das. That you made me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem, you made me like the Ivrei Das. Who's the Ivrei Das? None other than Sedoim. This week's parasha. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The Ilu Bistoy. I feel like I've said that every day during Perek Chelek, and we never did what we said we were going to do. This is maybe in Yon HaDiyayimah with the parasha, so maybe. The Ilu Bistoy, Ksiv Hashem, Himter Al Sedoim. Vilu B'Yushalayim, Ksiv Mimorim, Shalach Esh, Batz Moisev, Ayurdeno. What happened to Sedoim? Hashem, Himter. What rained? Gofres Vamelach, Srefa Kolarza. And by Yerushalayim it says, Mimara, and from Shemayim, Sholach Eish. Batz Moise Vayirdenu. Ksiva Yigdal Avoyim Basami, Mechatus Noin. The Avera of Klaiso was worse than the Avera of Stoin. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Vichimasu Ponim Yesh Bedovers, how did we creep out of this mess? Despite the fact that you find the Navi many times, Yecheskel Perek Tezayin, the Nevuah of Shabbos Chazon, Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amos, so you find very often that the Navi compares the Averis of Klai Yisrael at the time of the Churban to Stoyim, but at the same time, Midi Yeseira Hoyser B'Yerushalayim, Shaloi Hoyser B'Stoyim. Ilu B'Stoyim, by Stoyim it says, Hinei Zeh Hoya Avoyin Stoyim HaChoyseich, Go'oin Tziv Aslechem V'yat Oni Ve'ev Yoyin Lo Yechziko. Stoyim did not have rachmai, have compassion on people. Yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. So we're concluding the daf me'in apsicha. They didn't give legima. They didn't allow people that were walking through their city. The whole theme at the beginning of the parasha of legima. That's this week's parasha, right? This is the covered rebusha. This week's parasha. Dilu b'Yerushalayim k'siv yedei noshim rachmonios bishul yaldeyan. But the yidden, the noshim, they were described by the Navi as rachmonios. So it's true. On some level, we're like Sodom. The question is, on what level are we like Sodom? So on some level, we're like Sodom. But at the end of the day, we're not like Sodom. Because Sodom is Yad Oni Ve'ev Yoyin Lo Yechzika. V'v'ilu B'Yushalayim, it says, Yidei Noshim Rachmoni Yoyis Bishul Yaldehem. Silo Kol Abirei Hashem B'Kirbi. What does that mean? Ka'odem Sho'im L'Chaver Nifslo Matbei Azu. You know, the olden days, when a village would be taken over, so sometimes the new country would come, and they would disqualify. They would discontinue the coins, the currency. You can use it anymore. So you could be a gvir, but if the money has no value, then you're not a gvir anymore. So Klai Yisrael's turning to Hashem, Nifslo Matbei Azu, all our milus, everything we worked on, it's discontinued. We're done. Potsu Alayich, PM, Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi Yechim, Shvil Mahikdim Pelayin. So Eicha is written in Aleph base, but in three of the Prokin, the pay comes before the Ayin. And every little kid knows it's ayin and then pay. Because there's a connection between the miraglim and Tisha B'Av. That's Bachi Sivka Balayla, the Bechir Tzchina. And they said with their peh, that's pay, mashaloi ro beine, what they didn't see, that's with an ayin, and that's why the peh is before the ayin. Oichle ami, oichle lechem, Hashem leikoro, omar rav, omar rav yechen, kolo ichem lachem, sheisol, toim tam lechem. Hashem made that if anybody would take from the yidden, anything they took from the Jews was more geschmack. And you know what that did? It incentivized the Umay Soilam to go and take more and more from the Yidden. Hashem like Koro, Rabam, Elwa, Dayanim, Shmuel, Imlamdir Tinoikis. Even the Dayanim and the Melamdir Tinoikis, even they had gotten to the point where they were corrupt. The Dayanim were never corrupt, the Melamdir Tinoikis that are never corrupt, even they were corrupt. So we actually made it to the bottom of the Omid, pretty much. But we'll just say that one Ha'ara, so we have here the Pasik compares Klal Yisrael to Stoyim. And the truth is, many psukim in Ach, that's Stoyim Hayinu, right? You find many psukim where the Navi compares the Yidden at the time of the Churban to Sodom. So much so that the Yidden turned to Hashem, Asuuni Ka'ibri Al Das. The Ilu Bestom Ksev Hashem Himter Al Sodom. The Ilu B'Yushalayim Ksev Mimorim Sholach Eish Batz Moisai Vayurdana. But says the Gemara, if the Yidden were like Stoyim, Stoyim gets wiped out, then how come we don't get wiped out? Says the Gemara, because Midi Yaseir Hoysa B'Yushalayim Shaloi Hoysa B'Stoyim. Because we had something that Sodom didn't have. We were Yidden Noshim Nach Rachmonios. The Yidden were Rachmonios. Whereas Sodom was Yad Oni Ve'evyon Lo Yechziko. So the question begs itself then. Because if you ask anybody, what was Stoyim? Stoyim was notorious for the fact that they didn't do Tzaka. Yad Oni Ve'evyon Lo Yechziko. That's a pasuk. Yecheskel Perek Tezayin. If the Yidden were Rachmonios, Yidden Noshim Rachmonios Bishlu Yaldeyen, so what does it mean that we were like, in what way were like Stoyim? Are we like Stoyim or are we not like Stoyim? So I heard once from the Shiva about Yeber Vachtfeigel. He said a Dover Mifla. He said that there's a Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos at the end of the 8th parak. Tosefta says, last week's parasha, Avram and Lloyd agree that they have to split. So Lloyd, that Avram tells Lloyd, you get the first pick, you can go wherever you want, you go one way, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. And he decided, he knows exactly where he wants to settle. He wants to settle in Stoyim. Why do you want to settle in Stoyim? It's a Tosefta, tucked away. The last Tosefta, the 8th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Rab Noiroi Yoimer. Ein lecha adam, b'chol ha'krakim mater yoisim yustoyimim. There was no place in the entire world that was calmer than Stoyim. Stoyim was a place where people were chilled. They were calm. They were in a good place. It was just the most relaxing place in the world. The Chemot Sinu says Rav Nuroi, Shechaza loit al kol ha-mikoymos. He looked around. He scanned the map. V'loi matza mitunu kistayim. He couldn't find a place that was more matun than Stein. Shenem Avram Yosheb Eretz HaNegev. V'chulu v'chulu. So Stein has this interesting quality. That Stein was a place where everybody was calm. It was in a good place. Floating. Right? Everything. Hashtag up. Yeah. So that was Stein. So Stein seemed to be a really cool place. And that's why Loit wanted to go to Stein, because he saw that it was more matun than any other place. Said Rebel Yuber, the Mekor to Rav Nuroi is a pasuk. It's this pasuk that the Gemara just quoted. It's Yechezkel Perek Tezayin Pasuk Memtes. The pasuk describes the aveira of Stein. What was Stein? He nezeh hoya avoin Stein machoisech. Go'oin sivas lechem v'shalvas hashket hoyolo. They were sivas lechem. They were very satisfied. The shalvas hashket hoyolah. They were b'shalva. They were b'hashket. They were very calm. But Stoim was shalvas hashket. That's where the Tesefta got it from. So Rebbe Yuber said a dover noira. He said that the way the Averis of Stoim manifested themselves is they were achzorim. That's what they were. You came to them, you asked them for something, they throw you out of your house. When it came to Benoam Chaveroi, they were literally the left side of the spectrum. They were as bad as you could possibly be. But you know what the root of it was? The root of it was that they had a certain calm. What's the pshat? Pshat is, the Gemara says, Vayitzer, Hashem created man. Vayitzer with two yuds. Says the Gemara, why is it with two yuds? It should have said with one yud. Because a person was put in this world, and he's either oily miyitzri, or he's oily miyitzri. A yid is made up of a guf and a neshama. That's what we're made up of. And in life, you can make decisions. If you want, you can follow your guf. You could do all the things in the world that's going to cause your guf pleasure. But realize that if you do that, oily miyitzri, your neshama, the conscience that you have is going to weigh on you. You're not going to be happy. Because oily miyitzri, the neshama wants to be satisfied as well. And when you give the guf, it comes at the expense of the neshama. At the same time, a person can decide he's going to go through life and he's going to satisfy his neshama. He's going to say, I'm going to do Torah and mitzvahs. But that also comes with an expense. What's the expense? The expense is tzadikim nidalehem kahar. That a tzadik, he looks at his yetzirah, it's a barg, it's so pious. The tithe is hard, it's not easy. It's a very difficult thing to do. He's going to be oily miyitri. A person is going to have to struggle in life. Oily miyitri, oily miyitri. And the Gemara says, manafshach, you're not going to be happy. So regardless, you're going to have this internal conflict where you're going to have this struggle. So you might as well get a mahabba. You might as well satisfy your yitzer and be an oily miyitzri, then satisfy your yitzer and be an oily miyitzri. But a person is oily miyitzri, oily miyitzri. Said Rebbe Yuber, there was one person in the world that the Gemara says reached such a madrega that he was able to completely obliterate his yitzahara, and that was David HaMelech. The Gemara says David HaMelech said libi chol bikirbi. What does it mean libi chol bikirbi? He was able to completely defeat his yitzahara to the point that he was besimcha, he was b'shalva, he was b'hashkeit, because he didn't have the oily miyitzri anymore. He was able to defeat his Yetzahara. Said Rosh Shiva, that was Al-Tzad HaToif. Al-Tzad HaRa, there was also one time in history where people were able to come to the point where they could do Averis with no guilty conscience. It didn't weigh on them. They had no problem. They could do the biggest Aver in the world. There was no oily miyotzri. You know who that was? That was Sadoim. That's the Ge'oin Sivas Lechem V'Shalves Hashket Hoyolah. That's Rav Nuroi Yoyme Eilucha Adam B'chol HaKrakim Matun Yoysim Yistoymiyim V'lai Matzam Etuna Kistoyim. There was nobody like Sadoim. So you want to know where the Spitz Averis of Sadoim manifested themselves? It played itself out. But the root of it, how did they come to be that way? Because they had no conscience. If you take the conscience out of a person, he's dead. At that point, you can do anything. Because what's going to stop him? There's nothing stopping him. He doesn't have the ability to even feel guilty about it. So he's dead. Klal Yisrael were like Sadoim. In what way? It's this pasuk right here. Hine, the Novi's comparing the Yidden to Stein. In what way? You know what the Shirish of Stein was? They got to the point where they were going Sivas Lechem V'Havish. They didn't have a guilty conscience anymore. That's exactly what happened to the Yidden. The Yidden at the time of the Churban, they reached a point, that's the Tzushtalt of Stein. Now you want to know how it played itself out? Completely differently. By Stein was Yadonu V'Avim Lo Yechzika. When it came to the Yidden, it was in a completely different way. It was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. But at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael were always Noshim Rachmanis. I mean that they were always Noshim Rachmanis. That's why at the end of the day, we were spared. He said that the pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim, V'hoyeh B'shamei Yisdiv Ra'al Azois. So Parashas Nitzavim begins with Alois and Klolois. What's going to happen, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if someone's going to listen to these Alois, V'ez Barech B'lvavoy Leymar, and Agitzach Bruchas, right? He's hearing Alois, the Hisborich Bilavavoy, Shalom Yili, Ki Beshiris Libi Eilech Laman Svois Harov Hasatzmeya. This person is not Nispal at all. He hears all the Teich in the world and he doesn't say, oh man, I feel bad, I feel terrible, all right, it's fine, I'll take a shower, I'll wear off, and then I'll go do what I want to do. No, no, no. He does. He hears Brachas. I mean, he's in such a good place. He has zero conscience weighing on him. V'his barech b'vavay lemar. Shalom yili. Ki b'shiris li b'yelech. L'man tzvois harov esatzmeya. Says the Pasuk. Lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy. Ki oz yeshan af Hashem v'kinosoy b'ishahu. And you know what's going to happen to him? Gofriz v'melach sreifa kol arzo. Lo yisi zara v'lo yisatzmiach. V'lo yalu b'kol esav. Ki mapecha stoy v'amoyra. Admo tzvoy mashahovach Hashem ba'abim v'chamosoy. Why is he going to get the Shirish of Stoy, because that was Stoy. The Shirish of Stoy was going to Vaslechem. B'shalvas Hashkev Avetach Dvorim Niflo'im Adlam Oy. And we will pick this up in Metz Hashem tomorrow.